Don't say anything rude.
Samach Hey.
We're up to we didn't get to the Mishnah. We are up to Omar Abaye, about 7 lines down, the last word of the line. Yeah, so we're just giving different stories about interest. So we had the story yesterday where this fellow was people owed him money, so he took their slaves and he was working with them, and his son convinced him that was like rubies because he was getting extra work for nothing. Yeah, so that was the last bit of yesterday. Yeah, so here we are, Omar Abaye. Abaye says as follows: Haim man de masik zuzi de rubisa bechavre. The guy is claiming the other person owes him interest. In other words, they did an illegal deal where there was interest. Yeah, they weren't supposed to. And they had a loan where the guy owed him interest.
So was he paying back the principal? Yeah, he owed the interest
now. Yeah, so he's coming and claiming, you owe me 1 zuz of interest. Yeah? V'ka'oz l'chiti arba grivi b'zuzi b'shuka. The market price at that time for wheat was 4 grives for a zuz. V'yohiv la'ihu chamisha. And this guy gave him... So he owed him a zuz. Yeah, the interest, let's say he lent him 10 zuzes, and the interest was 1 zuz, 10%, lads of Olamazogan. So he owes him 1 zuz, and instead of giving him 4 greaves of wheat, which would be worth the 1 zuz that he owes him, he gives him 5. And then Rabbi Lazar pounces and says, aha, ribis, you got to give it back. Right? Because Rabbi Lazar is the one who says that if you took interest, you have to give it back. Ribis ketusa. Says Abaye, ki mafkinon mine. So when we go and make him give it back, we take it back from the lender and we say, return the interest that was paid to you.
So there's double here, isn't there? There's one is there was a loan was for, there was ribis, and then he's repaying the ribis with the grain. So it's double up, isn't it?
You mean he paid him extra?
That's right.
Even more than the ribis was supposed to be.
Exactly.
Right. So not only did he pay him interest, but he gave him extra interest. Yeah. So the question is, when he now has to pay it back, how much does he pay back? Does he pay back the zuz, which was the deal? Or does he pay him back the 5, which is what he actually gave him? It says, Abaye ki mafkina mine arba mafkina mine. He says, look, the interest that was illegal was the zuz, which was his 4 grives of wheat. Aye, idach, the extra bit of wheat that he gave him is Aizuli Hudaka Maizukabe. He just gave him a good price.
Reduction.
He gave him a good price for the wheat. That doesn't mean that it's the interest is always us. And that's what he has to give back. So he only has to give back 4. He doesn't have to give back the 5th. And Rava Omar, what are you talking about? Says Rava. Chamisha mafkinan mine. No, you have to give back all 5. Demeikara b'teiras ribis asaliyade. Because all those 5 came to him as an interest payment. So it doesn't matter whether it's a cheap price or not a cheap price. This is what you took as interest. This is what you got to give back. So he has to give back all 5. Okay, full stop. Yomar Abaye, next one Abaye said, Hi man, the masik arba zuzi de rabisa bechavre. There was a guy, and he owed interest, again, the same story, he owed him interest, and the interest was 4 zuzis. Yeah, so the guy comes along and says, you owe me 4 zuzis. The yohev le glimo begavaya, when he gave him a shirt, he didn't have cash, so he had a shirt that was worth 4 zuzis, so he gave him a shirt. It's kim afkinan minay. So when you go back now Rabbi Lazar pounces again and he says to the lender, you got to give it back. Is when he gives it back, arba mafkinan minay. He can give the cash. He doesn't have to give back the actual shirt. He can keep the shirt and give him back the 4 zuz. Sounds reasonable. But wait, Rava Omar, no. Rava says glima mafkinan minay. Rava says he has to give back the shirt. Is the question is my time. And normally we always say when you owe somebody money, you can give shava kesef. Yeah. So what's the difference? As long as what he gives him is the value, then why does he have to give back the dafka the shirt? It says Rava ki heiked the loy lemer that people shouldn't say glima de michsi v'koy, that shirt that he's wearing glima de ribisuhu. That's an interest shirt. Yeah, because that shirt is sort of tainted because it was taken as interest. And therefore, he shouldn't keep it, even if he gives the money for it. He should give back the actual shirt.
It's funny, the explanation was that people shouldn't say. It's not as if everybody's going to know about it.
Sure. You never heard gossip and troll? Come on. Everyone will know about it, and everyone will say. Don't you worry. You do something wrong, that in a second, everybody will be talking about it. So
Shmuel led to Bevel a shirt.
Yeah,
ooh, you know, he paid
yeah, you know that shirt. You see that shirt he's wearing.
That's
over
the
there?
One he couldn't afford. He had to pay his shirt back.
Yeah. Okay, so we understand very well how that works. Okay, next one.
Anyway, how could he afford something?
Ah, yeah. Omar Rava. And look, he doesn't even tuck it in, right? Omar Rava.
He went all the time. What says tuck it in?
That's right. Rava said, "Hi, man, the Masik Tracers, those are the Rebisa Bechavre. There was a guy, and he claimed 12 zuzas of interest. Okay, so it was a bigger loan, and the guy has to pay him 12 zuz of interest.
Six little goats.
He's working on the zuz exchange.
Oh, the tray zuzi. Chad gadya. So it was six gadya. Okay. The ogalei chotzer. What happened was the borrower rented to the lender. Yeah, halt kop. The borrower rented to the lender. A chotzer, a courtyard. The miskere be asara. Normally the rent would be $10. Yeah, but the guy owes him $12 alt interest. So he thinks I'm gonna if I go and stay in there, I'll owe him $10. He'll owe me $12. You know what? Let's just call it even. Yeah. So he said, okay, you know what? We'll call it even, and that'll be the end of the interest. Yeah. So that's what he did. But then Rabbi Elazar came along and said, what are you doing? You have to give back the interest. Yeah? So how much interest does he have to give back? Does he have to give back the 10 that it was worth, that his free rent thing was worth 10? Or the 12 that he owed him? Yeah? And so a robber says, Kimafkina mine,
trace. If he gives back 12, then the loiver is making interest on the malva.
He's giving back what he... But he took it b'toiras 12.
But it wasn't 12. He knew that it was only 10.
Well, that's the thing. He made 12
he
equal.
On the two.
He said 10 equals 12.
He said keep the change.
He said he effectively said I'm paying 12 for the rent.
Effectively.
Okay, but that's the debate, right?
He said it's 10 and keep the change.
Okay, but effectively he was taking it as if it was 12, yeah. He was agreeing to pay 12 rent. Yeah. And the 12 was the money that the guy owed him. But now the guy doesn't owe him the money anymore. And then
now he owes the guy money.
He doesn't owe him anything. He doesn't owe him anything. He's rented. So now instead of that, he's...
No, but now it's come together. We're telling him he has to pay back the interest. He's not allowed to charge the interest.
No, he's got to pay rent now. So he stayed there rent-free. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the rent-freeness was interest. Yeah, so now he has to pay the rent, or well, whatever, he's got to pay him money, yeah? Let's call it the rent. How much has he got to pay over here? So Rava said, Kimafkina mine, when he has to pay, Tracefkina mine, he's got to pay the rent. Yeah, instead of living there rent-free, he has to pay the rent. How much is the rent? How much is the rent? 12, because that's what they agreed. So Rav Achamidifta says to Ravina, 1 second, why doesn't he say to him, Ki agra hachi, when I agree to a price of 12, to have a kamishtar shili, because I thought that because you owe me 10, and therefore the whole difference is plain to cash, and therefore it's not worth bothering, so I'll pay 12 and we'll call it even. Now that you're not owing me anything, and now I have to pay the full. Now I have to pay rent for my stay. Is kediagri kuliyama hudagarna? I just want to pay the normal price. Why should I pay 12 when I can pay 10? So he says, like Rava said, bishum di amalei, because the rent, the landlord who is also the borrower says to the tenant who is also the lender. Savarta vikibalta, you thought about it and you accepted 12. You accepted 12 because you had a cheshbit in your mind because I owe you 10, blah, 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 blah. That's your problem. That's
I wouldn't do business with Rava so quickly.
Well, it serves him right for renting with interest in the first place. Nothing good comes out of doing the wrong thing, yeah?
Yeah, well, this guy tried to do a tova. He said, keep the change. He said, I'll give you $12 for $10.
Let me rent free in your place, because I lent you money before. Yeah, Yana tova. He wasn't being as big a Rosha as because he could have been.
L'chaira, the Loiva agreed to the Ribbis as well. He's equally,
correct.
He's correct, equally guilty.
Yeah, so they have a general question. The Balazar says if somebody pays interest, then Betzim B'dayonim. Yeah, so you're punishing the Malva, well, punishing the Malva, so to speak. But the Loiva.
The Loiva's off scot free, even though he's over on the Lav the same way.
Yeah.
He agreed to the deal.
Yeah, we don't give him anything. Bezdin doesn't do anything to him. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayit. It's interesting because we said it's a lav anita klase, all right, and that's why there's no malchus. But the loiver, he did a lav, but the assay is for the other guy to pay back the money, and then he's off. You do the assay and I get off. Very interesting. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayit. Marbin al aschar, you can pay extra rent. The ain marbin al mecher, you cannot pay extra for a sale price. Now, what on earth does that mean? Because if it's interest is interest, what's the difference? So he says, Keitzar, how does that work? Hiskeles chatzera, the guy rents out a courtyard, v'amaloy, and he says to him, Ime achshavata noisenli, if you pay me now, harehu l'chaba eses loim l'shana, $10 for the year. V'im shol chodesh b'chodesh, if you pay monthly, sell l'chodesh, you have to pay $1 a month, so it'll end up being 12. Is mutter. So even though he's getting a discount for paying early, that's permitted. We're going to see why, because you'll say, one second, why a discount for paying early? L'chaira is the same thing as a, what's the opposite of a discount? An uncount,
overcharge,
an undiscount for paying later. Yeah, which is not allowed. Yeah, so what's going on? So we'll discuss that in a second. Just hold that thought. But if it's mochalei, so that's by renting. Yeah? What about mochalei asasadayu? What if it's a sale? The Yom Aloni says to him, if you pay now, I'll sell it to you for $1,000. But in the Goyrim, but if you wait till later on, when it's the threshing time, I'm going to sell it betresh nemasamona. Oh, the price is going up. In other words, you can make the deal now, but if you're going to give me the money, we're selling it now. Yeah, but if you don't pay me for 6 months, then it's $1,200. That is also. Because then you're saying, for the fact that you kept the money for an extra 6 months, you have to pay extra money. That is interest.
So what's the difference between Schira and Kinyan?
Oh, Fred, the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. That's obviously the question we had to ask. What's the difference between renting and buying? Answers the Gemara, Rabba Barab Yosef, Domi Travayu, Schira, Seyre Meshalam, Estalala Basoif. There's a whole debate when you rent, something. Do you owe the rent day by day or minute by minute? For each minute that you're there, you owe a certain amount, and it's like a debt that you have? Or is the pshat that at the end of the period that you rented for, you now owe the whole amount? So there's a machlokes. If yesh din l'schiras mitchilah v'atzayif, or the schiras eidah mishalem mishalem v'atzayif. So Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef are saying that a ton of our Mishnah holds that schiras only really is owed at the end. What do you mean owed? Obviously, you've spent the time there. You're going to owe it whenever you finish, yeah. So it's accruing in that sense. But you can't claim the money from you until it's finished, right?
None of them took into account the way we do rent nowadays, which is you pay in advance and you purchase the right to use the premises.
I think purchasing the right to use the premises is the same thing. What you're saying is that.
Well, I want to be there for November. I pay on the 1st of November. Yeah, I want to be there for...
Is that how it works?
Otherwise, if you get into a hotel, you pay when
you... You often pay when you leave. Love Dafka. Sometimes,
when you rent a house or something,
sometimes
you pay in advance.
Sometimes. Love Dafka. Sometimes you pay when you leave. I'll call upon him. What he's saying is that
the... necessarily because you owe it in advance.
Yeah.
It's a collection issue.
It's because they don't trust you, so they take your credit cards.
Isn't that because the whole... the usage of the place is totally on your payment. If you don't pay up, then I'm going to let you go.
Okay, so that's because they don't trust you. But min hadin, yeah, according to Rabban Rabbi Yosef, the money is owed at the end. When you finish, you have to pay. All right? Whenever you leave, that's when you have to pay. So therefore, the guy rents the place for a year. When does he owe the money? At the end, yeah? This guy... So if you pay in advance, you're not paying. When you pay at the end of the year, you're not paying extra for being late. You're paying less for being early. Yeah. When a guy pays early, he doesn't owe the money yet. Is there for lav? Yeah, that's what he's giving.
Deposit.
He's paying early. Is lav agarnotale mashri? He's not paying for being late because he let you keep your money for extra time, therefore you're paying. That's not what's happening here. Yeah, the hachi shavi, because he's paying what it's worth, because at the end that's what it was worth. So what's the whole deal then? When the guy says to him, if you pay early, you get a discount. That's a discount. You're allowed to give a discount. You're not allowed to charge him more money for paying later. That's interest. But you're allowed to give a discount for paying early. That's a discount. Very subtle. When are you allowed to give a discount for paying early if it's mamish not owed yet? If you don't owe me the money until later and you decide to pay me ahead of time, then I can give you a discount. Yeah, but if you already owed me the money now, I can't give you cheaper for paying early. Right? Because then effectively you owe me the money now and I'm charging you more for paying late. See the subtleness of it, yeah? But if you don't owe me the money yet and you pay me even before you owed it, that's just a discount. So that is mutar. So that's schirus, yeah? Safer, but the case of the sale, when you buy something, you owe the money straight away. Yeah, as soon as the kinyan is made, is when you owe the money. It's kevin dezavina nino. So now the field is sold right now. Oh boy, the mishkal dami meyachshav. He owes him money now, and therefore hilkech. If you say that if you pay later, you have to pay more. That is agarnata lehu. That is money.
You're charging him for delayed payment.
That's right. Now you're charging him more for being late for asur. Yeah, so that's the difference. Amar Rava says, Doku barabon and baha milsa, the rabbis were medayik. Doku is the verb of, is the past tense of medayik. Yeah, they were looked into it, they were looked in the details of this thing. Vokmu akro, the daktek, yeah. And they found a posuk. This thing about Schirus Denim Shalom Salal Basoif, they found a posuk to back up that view that the rent is only owed at the end. The pasuk says when you rent a person anyway, keschir shana bishana, that is like a hired person bishana in the year. What does that mean? They kvetch the words to say that the schir of the rent of this year is paid next year. In other words, you owe the money only at the end, so on the first day of the next year is when you'll pay for last year. So that was where they got the idea that it's schiris is only at the end. And therefore, if you pay it early, you're actually not paying more for being late, you're paying less for paying ahead of time.
That's actually dealing with an eved.
It's a smachta on a posel, correct. Okay, next two dots. In the Goyra. Now, then we say, what was the last part of that Mishnah? That if he sells it now for $1,000 and he wants to say, but if you pay me 6 months from now, you have to pay $1,200, that is also. Yeah, Mishnah Masalimon is also. Amrav Nachman, Trasha is Shari.
Sounds like a Russian Yiddish name.
Trasha, yeah.
Feige Trasha.
So what are you doing? That means if you sell stuff, I don't know the exact translation of Trasha, it means you sell it for more, as long as you and if you pay later, it's sort of like you're selling it on credit, on labor. I don't know what you call it.
Payment installments, and you're charging a bit more for that.
You're charging more for the right to pay later. Yeah, so it's a little bit different again. You're charging more for the right to pay later is mutter. Whoa!
He says here you're charging him in Tishrei in the cheap season. Yeah. You're charging him the expensive price.
One minute.
So from this Rashi, okay. Is a raya that the prices are supposed to go up on Pesach.
Yes. So at the moment, so Rav Nachman says that you're giving him, you're selling the schayra now, and you're telling him that it's you'll pay me later, and you'll pay me more than what it's worth now. You'll pay me the price of later. So he said, it's mutter. It's Eisvei, Rabbi Bacham, Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Bacham says to Rabbi Nachman, we are Rav Luka Bacham, Rabbi Nachman, 1 second. The Mishnah said that im legoyrin, if you pay him 6 months from now in the goyrin season, when it's worth more, b'shnei mosar mona, so you want to get more money, is osur. So how can you do that? How can you say that you're buying schir, I don't know, you're buying a shirt, yeah, and if you pay me later on in the shirt season, then it's more money.
So when he says legoyim, does legoyim mean that when the threshing will be finished?
When the threshing,
in season,
it's worth more in peak season.
I'm not when you're taking the goods now, it seems.
No, you're paying later and you're paying more.
No, he's saying you're taking the goods now and you pay me later, so he quotes a price. And that price is actually
is more. The prime season price.
For, if you understand Rashi correctly, who
says he's taking delivery now? No, he says he's not taking delivery now. He's taking delivery later. That's why it's mutter. Yeah?
He's selling him in the cheap season, the Tishrei, kishar shel Nissan, like the prices of Nissan.
You're reading the wrong Rashi. That's Rav Popper's Rashi.
The wrong Trashi, is it?
The wrong Trashi, yeah. Yeah, but the point is the same, though. Yeah, but he's selling it. He's not taking delivery now. He's making it as a futures contract, yeah? He's selling it later, and he's taking the money later, and he's giving the schoira later. Yeah? Is Amalei, he says to him, the difference is Hasam Kotzlei. There, if he says that you pay now, it'll be less, and you pay later, it'll be more, so then he's saying that it's more for being late. But Hacha, Rav Nachman says, we're not talking about where he says that. He doesn't say anything. All he says is that I'll give it to you in Nissan, and the price will be 1,200. He doesn't say, if you give it now, it's 1,000. Yeah? Everybody might know that. But he doesn't actually say it. He just says, the deal is that I'll give it to you in Nissan, and you'll pay me 1,200. Hacha, like Kotzlei, didn't fix it as interest. He just said, that's the price, but I'm giving it for you later.
Based on what we said about the rent, you could say the same thing if the responsibility stays on the seller. Right, he's responsible.
Yeah, correct.
For the product.
It's exactly the same thing. It's not. It's not. It's his.
Hasn't been done, the product.
That's right. He doesn't owe him the money until then. So that's good.
So when the sale takes place, he'll charge.
That's right. So it's all about in meyachshav. If he says meyachshav, it's going to be this price, and later on, it's going to be that price. Yeah, that's no good. But if he doesn't say meyachshav, it's this price. Yeah, then the deal is later. Even though it's moving Mayelov. Now, Omar Rav Papa said also, Trasha di Dichari. My trash is good. What's my trash? I sell beer. Yeah, I own a pub, and I make beer, and I sell beer. Who said it's date beer?
That's what they used to make.
What, root beer? Oh, it does say date beer. Root beer. Anyway. Anyway, it was alcoholic.
Yeah, and you can keep it till Nissan, because no comments.
Yeah, so he says, Trasha DD is shari. For me, if I say I'm going to charge you more money for Nissan, we make a deal now that you'll pay more money in Nissan than what it's worth now, that is mutter. My timer, why is it mutter? Number one, shikroi lo posit. First of all, the beer isn't going to go off. Yeah, so so you could say it's still mine until I give it to you. You're not taking any risk. On the schayra, and zuzi like tzarichna, and I don't need the money now either because I'm rich. Is anahu to kavid na milsa gabe lekeach? I'm just doing the lekeach atoiva, yeah, by saying that
you can pay later.
That we can do later. That we can lock it in. Yeah, we can book it. But you don't have to worry about it. You'll have what you need. But and therefore I can charge in the price of later. You're only thinking about your view, your point of view. Your point of view is that the schayr is not going off and you don't need the money. That's lovely for you that you don't need the money. But zil bosa did who? Think about the other guy's point of view. The ilo havalahu zuzi. What's the reason why the guy doesn't want to pay now? Because he hasn't got the cash. So he says, I'll pay later. I'm paying more. If he would have the cash, have a shakli ki hashta. He could buy it on current price. He'll go to Dan Murphy and pay cash, yeah, and then he won't need to your toiva, yeah. But the only reason why Hasha less lahuzuzi, the only problem is because he hasn't get cash, he can't get it from Dan Murphy, so he's getting it from you. And shockly biyoker lekame, you are charging him extra because he hasn't got the cash now, and he's going to have the cash later. So that is no good. So they didn't like Rav Papa's idea.
But maybe when he was charged to cash more because he could only pay later. Maybe it was meant as a pure business deal, no interest in mine.
But interest is a pure business deal.
It's not interest. When you give a discount, it's not interest.
That's what he's saying. When you say a pure business deal, because we're used to thinking about that's what you do. But the Torah says you can't do interest. And the Chachamim said that all of these sorts of things are Rabbanon dick interest, so you can't do it. Amar Rav Chama. Rav Chama says, I'm a trash of DD. My trash is Vaday Shari. That's for sure. What I do is good. So he sold. He had a whole convoluted thing. What he did, though, Rashi, what he did was he gave it almost on consignment. He gave, you want to take the schora and go and sell it in the market, yeah? So I sell it to you, but I take the achrayus while you're schlepping it to Sydney. It's more expensive in Sydney, so you want to go and sell it in Sydney. So I give it to you, and you go and sell it in Sydney, and you get the higher price, and then you come back here, and you pay me after you've made your money, but you give me a higher price than what you would have bought it for here. You sold it in Sydney, you made more money. You sell it, you buy it. So you're paying me more than what you would have. If you just buy it local here from me as a straight deal, the price would be X.
But because you're selling
because you're taking it to Sydney and selling it for more, so you're making a bigger profit, you pay me more too.
That's yeah? True.
But you don't have to pay me until you sell it. Yeah. So it says, even though I'm saying if you just buy it right now and pay me the money, it's cheaper than if you wait until after you go to Sydney and come back.
It's good on
consignment. So there is a time factor because you're going to pay later and you're going to pay more. But that is mutter. Why? Because when you're paying later, I'm taking the achrayas of your shipping to Sydney.
It's a kind of consignment.
Yeah, it's a kind of consignment, and you don't really own the stuff until later.
Until it's
sold. Yeah, until it's sold.
Yesterday, you're really paying for the risk.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But here, the original seller is taking the risk, and therefore there's not. That's right. You're paying for the right to sell it in Sydney.
Yeah, but what if you come back from Sydney and you didn't sell the goods? You give it back.
So you return it to him,
right? So yeah, that's right. You're paying for the guy taking the risk. You're not paying for him to let you pay 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that's right. That's basically right. As Vada, sorry, that is permitted. My time, because the guy is happy that it should be in my possession. Kolzman, he's schlepping it to Sydney. First of all, he'd rather not have it now. Why does he want it to be in my name? Because then I'm a Talmud Chacham. I don't pay tax. It's one of these fringe benefit clergy deals, yeah? So it's you get the clergy. What do they have? No fringe benefits tax. And also, and they also had a rule that if the Talmud Chacham is selling stuff in the market, no one's allowed to compete with him. If he says, I've got stuff for sale, everybody has to wait till he sells his stuff first. So if I announce that I'm selling Rabbi Chama's stuff, everybody's going to say, oh, Rabbi Chama's stuff. Yeah, first sell that and then we'll do it. So this guy also gets that advantage, and therefore that's what he's paying for. Turn the page. Hilchasakir of Chama. The halacha is that he's right. Hilchasakir of Elazar. Like we said before, that you take the money out with Dayanim. If he took interest, he has to pay it back and you can take him to court. That he said, just like you can pay money in ahead of time to get the fruit delivered month by month, you can also pay the fruit ahead of time to get the money delivered month by month. Okay, Mishnah. 6 minutes to go. Says the Mishnah, Machale Asasada. The Nosan Lemitastom. Now we're talking about a guy gave a deposit. Yeah, so if he sells a piece of property and he gives him a deposit, the seller says, whenever you want, bring the rest of the money, you can take it. That means he didn't really take anything. He didn't physically take possession of anything. He just put down a deposit. And the guy says, you can pay the rest whenever you want and then you can have it. Is osur. That's no good. We'll see why it's no good. It's all about the payrus over here. Who is eating the apples in this limbo period, yeah? And whoever's eating it, when it's not his, is taking interest. Helvahu asadehu. If he lends the guy money with the field as a security. So he's not buying the field, he's just taking possession as security. And he says to him, Imi ata nisin limi kama shel hashem. If you don't pay back the loan in 3 years, Harehi Shali, then I'm keeping the property. So that's the deal. Is Harehi Shali, then that works. We're going to discuss why, what's the difference and all that sort of stuff. We actually mentioned this story with Baisus Benzunin and with the head of Achleikis of Yehuda, and the Chachamim had the Machleikis about who was eating the apples during the 3 years, yeah? So that's what it boils down to, and this is the same thing. So the question is here, obviously, when you say it's Osur, is because mi ochel peiros, who's eating the fruit in this time? So at the point when the guy, so the guy's paid a deposit, yeah? So now what's happening? If the is the moicher still in possession until the guy brings the rest of the money? Well, he is. He says, you're not taking possession till you pay the rest. So in the meantime, who's eating the peiros over here? Yeah? And we said it's osur. Is Rav Huna Omar, the moicher is eichel peiros, and that's why it's osur. Because what's happening is, because the guy's paying later, you're eating all the apples, so you're getting apples because of the delay in payment. So that's a ribbish, so that's why it's osur. And Rav Onan Omar, yeah, so that's why it's no good. Yeah, and Rav Onan Omar, Rav Onan says what they should do is, and we're going to see here that they're not really arguing, it's just two different aspects. He's saying it's osur when the moicher is eichel peiros, and he's saying what they should do. Rav Onan Omar mishal shchidnes haperis. What they should do is, they should put the peiros aside to a third party in trust, you know. Somebody should hold on to that peiros, an escrow account, and then work out later who should get it. V'loi pligas, they're not arguing. Hada Omar. So when he says the chimaisis kini, if he says to him, when Rav Huna said meicher eichel peiros, I'm sorry, I didn't quite say good. Meicher eichel peiros could be mutter. When could it be mutter for the seller to sell the peiros? Hada Omar the chimaisis kini. If he says you're not koina until you bring the rest of the money. So you put a deposit on it, it's very nice. But that deposit does not acquire anything, right? That deposit is more like an agreement that you're going to buy it later. Yeah. So when are you being koina? When you pay the rest.
It requires other people not being able to...
It's your exclusivity of purchase.
Yeah, it gives you the first right, so whatever it is, but it's not a kinyan that you own it any. You don't own it. So therefore he says to him, L'chimaisis kni, that when you bring the rest of the money, that's when you'll be koina. Yeah, so therefore, until such time as he brings the rest of the money, it belongs to the moicher, so the moicher eats the peiros.
No, sorry.
Yeah, till then. Hada Omar, but when he says, like in the Mishnah, with the Mishnah, when it says osur, is the chimaisis knimei achshov. In the Mishnah, when it's osur, it's because he said, when you bring the money, you will retrospectively be koina from now. So it's like a tznai. You'll be koina from now on condition that you bring the money later. Yeah? So therefore, what's happening? At the time of the original deal, it already belonged to the lekeach. Yeah? And therefore, if the moicher ate the apples while he's waiting for the money, that is ribis. That's interest. Okay. So Tani Rav Safra, the ribis to be Rav Chia. We had the famous ribis school of Rav Chia that Rav Safra learned in. And he said like this, Pa'omim sheshneyem mutarim. Sometimes both the lekeach and the moicher can eat some peiros, can eat some apples. Pa'omim sheshneyem asurim. Sometimes both of them are not allowed to eat the apples. Pa'omim shemoicher mut lekeach. Also, sometimes the seller can eat the apples, but the buyer cannot. Pa'omim shelekeach mut moicher. Also, sometimes the buyer can eat the fruit and not the seller. So that was what he said. He quoted the braisa and walked out of the room. So they're all sitting there looking at each other. Is Ani Rava Basrei? So Rava said, I'll explain it to you, everybody. Here's how it goes. When is it permitted for both of them to eat the apples? If the deal is that when he gives a deposit, he acquires proportionally according to his deposit. Yeah. So therefore, the buyer eats the apples according to the proportion that he owns, and the seller eats the apples according to the proportion
that deposit.
No, yeah, the seller, the buyer will eat according to the size of the deposit, and the seller will eat the apples for the rest. Yeah. So then they share the apples. So that's that case. Sometimes no one's allowed to eat apples. Why? Like this is the case of the Mishnah. When he says to him that when you bring the money, that will retrospectively mean the kinyan is on now. So there's a conditional thing that's in limbo over here. Yeah. So therefore, neither one is allowed to eat the apples because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Maybe he'll bring the money and it belongs to him, and then so the moicher can't eat apples. But maybe he won't bring the money and it still belongs to the seller, and the buyer's not allowed to eat the apples either because he might not bring the money. So therefore, no one's allowed to eat the apples. When is it permitted only for the seller, not the buyer? When he says you don't acquire it at all until you bring all the money. So that means until then, it definitely belongs only to the seller, so he can eat all the apples. And so sometimes the buyer is allowed to eat the apples and not the seller. The when he says to him, you acquire the whole thing now, no strings attached, it's yours. You owe me more money? So that's a debt you owe me, but the field is yours now. All right, so that was the explanation. Okay, so far it's all very clear. Now the Gemara goes back to the one where we said neither of them is allowed to eat the apples. When we said neither of them is allowed to eat the apples, it's because you don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to end up being a sale or not? Is man tanash neim asurim? So who's the one who says that neither of them can eat it just in case? Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, the like Rabbi Yehuda. This doesn't fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday, Amar tzarech b'ribis is mutter. If it's not clear, if it's a one possibility there will be interest, but another possibility there won't, then it's permitted. So when you eat the apples, you might be transgressing, you might not. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that will be permitted. It's only yasser if it's for sure interest. So when it says here they're both not allowed to, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Similarly, Mishken lebayis, Mishken lesada. God gives us a security, a house or a field. And he says, when you want to sell it, yeah, sell it to me for the money that you owe me. Yeah, so the lender takes it as a security. And he says, if you want to sell it, I'll buy it from you for the money that you owe. Is osur, then he can't do that because he's till now been eating the fruit. And if he's gonna make, if he's gonna not deduct from the debt, then he's taking extra. Yeah, Bishop Yehen. But if he says, for their value, in other words, he will take that into account and he won't take extra. Is then his mutter? Okay, Ma'am Tana B'dam Halalu is Osir. Who's the one who says that if he takes it, that if he doesn't give a discount, it's osur? Is again Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, the like Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Tzadecha b'Ribis is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's a maybe, it might be interest, then it's permitted. And in this case, we don't know whether the guy's ever going to want to sell it or not. And therefore, you don't know whether it's when he's eating the apples, it's interest or not. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter. All right, I'm going to have to stop here. And